Well, hello there. I'm Edward Ruiz, licensed professional counselor, and I want to welcome you to this Christian Counseling Family Services YouTube channel. Today, I'm doing a video on six broad things that you can expect in that very first counseling session. If you've never done counseling before and maybe you're a little bit unclear or unsure about what to experience, hopefully today answers some of those concerns and quells any fears or anxieties that you might have. I recognize that coming to counseling, if you've never done it before, especially if you're interacting with a complete stranger, it can be a little daunting. I think it takes a lot of courage and guts, though, to do that, to ask for help from a complete stranger. But with that said, let's talk about these six things and what you can expect with me, at least. Again, this isn't exhaustive, though. This is not a full comprehensive list, but a few things that I hope help you. So the very first thing that you can experience is that I'm offering a safe, warm, and confidential environment. And what I mean by that, very simply, is that as a Christian, I believe that you were made in God's image, that He created you. And by virtue of you being made and created in His image, you deserve dignity and you deserve to be respected and honored and valued, and that you have value and you have dignity that's given to you by God Himself. And so I'm seeking to honor that and to respect that and to make sure that I cultivate that. The other thing, though, is about confidentiality. So as a licensed counselor, there are ethics standards that I'm required to abide by, but also just my own Christian ethic. I'm not going to be posting content online about you and giving out your name and those sorts of things. But there are limitations to my confidentiality, especially as it relates to some safety concerns. We'll talk a little bit about that in our first session. But that's the first thing, safe, warm, and confidential environment. The second thing is that this counseling session really is all about you and me getting to know you. Now, there's two kinds of people that tend to come to counseling. There's some that are ready to talk about everything all at once, and some that need a little bit more time to kind of warm up to me and to the counseling experience, and that's okay. I have no expectations either way, but we will need to talk about what brought you to counseling, talk about your life circumstances as they are today, your symptoms that you're experiencing, and those sorts of things. But understand that this isn't just about gathering facts. It might feel a little bit like an interview, but this is really about gathering your story and making sense of your story. Think of it like this. Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." If you've ever sought out goals in your life and thought maybe life would go a certain way, but it went a completely different way, I want you to make sense that this proverb is actually giving us a sense that God is sovereign over our story and over our life. And so nothing has surprised Him, even though things may surprise us and how we even got here in the first place. But again, that's the second thing. I want to get to know you and what it is that brings you here. And the third thing is about goals. They kind of go hand in hand. What brought you here and then what you want to get out of the time exactly. So goals are going to be really important. Now, don't get me wrong, what we talk about as far as goals aren't etched in stone once for all in that very first counseling conversation. But goals are important. We'll sort of develop them over time, but they're important because they give us a little bit of a sense of progress. How do we know that we're making progress and what we need to get out of our time together? And then how do we know when counseling is done exactly? You know, you're not going to be here forever, and I don't want you to be here forever. You know, you need to grow and mature, and that's my goal and my work as a counselor is to point people ultimately to Christ and help them and teach them how to become independent in whatever domain and area that brought them here. The fourth thing that we're going to talk about is the counseling journey itself. And this is a little bit of the more mechanics of the counseling experience, meaning do we meet weekly? Do we need to meet every other week? Sometimes I meet people multiple times a week. Depending on what's going on, I'll kind of have that as part of a brief regimen. Are we doing individual counseling? Are we doing couples counseling, family counseling? What kinds of resources and tools am I going to be pointing you to? And those sorts of things. The fifth thing is that I'm working to build trust and honesty in our time together. And, you know, the counseling experience is a relationship, and all relationships are built on trust. And I don't want to give the impression, though, that I have all the answers to your struggles and whatever it is that brings you here. One thing that I think is important to know is that I am open to feedback. You know, if we have a conversation or two and you're thinking to yourself, look, Edward might be a nice guy, but I really don't think this is a good fit, I'm open to that and I'm okay with that. I don't expect to be the perfect match for everybody that comes to counseling. But as you share your life and you share your heart and the struggles that you're facing, and you're going to be open and honest, it needs to be a place where there's trust and honesty that's going back and forth. And so that's going to be what I'm expecting to kind of help set the stage for in our very first counseling session. And the last thing here is about building a glimpse of hope, pointing you to Christ as our living hope. One of the things that drives my counseling ministry and my work as a professional is the assumption and the belief and the historical fact that Christ is risen from the dead. And by virtue of that, he has defeated the worst thing that can happen to us, which is death. And so because Christ is risen from the dead, and if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and we have access to his word that is living and active and true, I don't mean this hyperbolically. I believe that we can face any problem on this side of heaven with hope. And so we'll sort of talk about how that hope intersects with the problems that you're facing that bring you here to counseling. So those are the six things I hope that you get a little bit of a sense of and that you experience in that very first session. If you have any questions in the meantime, please write them down and bring them to that very first session. I will hopefully answer them as best as I can. And I want to encourage you also that before we actually meet, to pray for that very first counseling session. Pray that God blesses it. He gives you wisdom, gives you discernment. He prays for me that I have wisdom and discernment and the ability to hear what I need to hear. And and may the Lord bless that journey. And so if you have any questions logistically, though, that you need to address before we meet, please reach out to me. Don't hesitate to do so. Just reach me via email, call me, text me, and we'll take things from there. So thank you so much for watching this video, and I look forward to meeting you soon.